Thank the Lord. Praise God. Man, this weather, nice, huh? And, there's finals going on at the school, but also they're getting ready for their mission trips. Thailand group leaves tomorrow. The Mexico group leaves Saturday. The Guatemala group leaves Sunday. So we got them going to Thailand, Mexico, and Guatemala. So pray for those mission trips, okay? You know, you ever notice that people are always talking about and searching for identity and who they are? And sometimes people try to identify with a group. Sometimes people identify with their problem so much. Sometimes people identify with their career, and if they're not that anymore, they're lost. You know, like an attorney or a doctor, or I know guys that, you know, they were ministers and they retired, and then, man, they didn't know what to do with themselves. You know, but a good way to find out about a person is listen to them talk. And they use certain I words. They say, I can, and that's referring to who they are as a person, or I am, I mean. And then I can refers to their performance. And then they say, I have, your possessions. And I like refers to preferences. And I remember talks about their past. And these statements can and do reveal a lot about a person. And, you know, that's not all bad either. But the problem is that these things change. So you need to find your identity in something that never changes. We need to understand who we are in Christ. Who you're in Christ, what you have in Christ. What you can do because you're in Christ. You know, these are vitally important. You know, Romans 10, 9 and 10, we all know it. I mean, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For with the heart man believes and believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made in salvation. Now, you don't personally experience salvation until you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Right? But that's the same is true with all the other spiritual realities. The same thing. You got to believe it in your heart. And when you're talking about your heart, you're not talking about the physical heart that pumps blood. You're talking about the real man on the inside. Right? And then you have to confess it constantly and consistently. So I want to talk about that tonight. You know, some people are so focused on their natural identity and that they never get involved with their spiritual identity. Natural identity is going to change. You once were a child, you became an adolescent, and then you became adult. You know. And you change, some of you have changed from being single to married. And some of you are wanting to change. And some of you don't care if you ever change. And that's all right. I mean, all I'm trying to get across is that we have an ever-changing lifestyle in the natural. But we need to focus on our true identity in Christ. It's not subject to change. Having an unchanging identity in a constantly changing world is going to give you stabilization. It'll give you strength. Identifying with Christ will determine your spiritual destiny. You need to read and study the Word of God until you know it on the inside. See, Psalms 119:89 says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. God wants all of the redemptive realities, the truths, to be real in your life. Not just something you read about in the Bible, not just something you hear somebody teaching or talking about. He wants them to become real in your life, to you. This happens by reading and studying the scripture that deal with the in Christ realities. Meditate upon these verses. Ponder them in your mind. Think about them. And repeatedly say them to yourself. You know, these truths will not work just because you're hearing me talk about it, or because you read it in a book. They work when you have become convinced that that is who you are, and you make a bold confession of it. Now, many times, and I've heard my dad say this, because this is one of the subjects that he enjoyed teaching. I love teaching this myself. I guess this is my, I love teaching this better than anything else, because when you really find out who you are in Christ, it changes everything, and then it never changes. Hello? You know, you keep saying these scriptures until they become real to you. And there's a little book out there in the bookstore called In Him. Dad put a large majority of the In Him, In Whom, In Christ scriptures. You don't even have to go look them up. It's already been done for you. Now Luke 6:45 says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Now, I want you to notice that says man, and that does not mean a male. It means mankind. I tell you, it is ridiculous how people are getting involved with this being politically correct. I heard them talking about now that saying the word man is offensive. I'm going to tell you what. I think they all need to get my book back there and read it, How to Avoid the Trap of Being Offended. Everybody is getting offended at everything. I mean, it's crazy. But actually, mankind is designed to speak out of the abundance of the heart. Abundance. Let's think about that word for a minute. A surplus. A superabundant abundance over and above. That's what that word is talking about. How do you get a surplus or a superabundance? Okay. This is a glass of water they put up here for me to drink. It's good too. Now, as you can see, these guys on the front can see, there's water in there. But what would you have to do to have a super abundance of water in there? Fill it up till it starts what? Till it runs over. Then you got an abundant supply. I rest my case. Anybody get a hold of what I'm trying to say? We keep putting the word into us concerning who we are in Christ until whenever things come our way, we immediately begin to tell the enemy who we are in Christ. When stuff starts coming your way, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ, when he starts trying to condemn you. And there's many more scriptures. Now, let me ask you a question. The first time in school that you ever had the multiplication table, it wasn't a part of you, was it? Huh? What caused it to become a part of you? You would read it out loud, and then you would say it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again until it becomes such a part of you that you don't even have to think about it. 6 times 6. How many of you had to stop and think about it, or the minute I said it, it popped into your mind? Huh? Why? Because it is a part of you. That's what we got have to do with this scripture concerning who we are in Christ. They have to become such a part of us that when the enemy comes in and starts squeezing on us and putting us in the vice, that we immediately begin to tell him, wait a minute, I am such and such in Christ. I am healed. I am whole. I am blessed. Help me understand what I'm saying to you. You know, other translations of this Luke 6:45 says, the New International Version said, out of the flow of his heart, the mouth speaks. The New Living says, whatever is in the heart determines what you say. The 20th century says, what fills a man's heart rises to his lips. You're able to speak the word out because it is in you. Now, you need to daily start confessing who you are in Christ, because that's the real you. The real you is not this outside man. This is just a house you live in. The real you is the man on the inside. That's the real person. That's the person that's going to live forever, either in heaven or in hell, one of the two. Now see, now I'm not politically correct anymore because I'm condemning. But I'm not condemning. I'm simply telling you what the Bible said. The Bible says those that don't accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that's where they're going. You know, it's got to where in some churches, you never hear them talking about heaven or hell. It just everybody, you just live right and praise God. Everything will come out all right. No, it won't. Not unless you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Because that's what the Bible says. You know, sometimes some people are weak in their reality of who they really are is because they don't very often speak of these scriptures, or maybe hardly ever speak of them. You know, you can't have what the word says unless you're full of who you are in Christ. The enemy will try to come up and tell you that you can't make it. But then you have to know who you are in Christ. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. See, that's another with Christ, in him, in whom, with Christ. You know, did you know it is a natural truth as well as a spiritual truth? What you talk about eventually becomes a reality. The world understands this. Coaches understand this very well, because coaches will tell you to see yourself catching the pass, hitting the ball, doing what, making the score in the basket, right? How many of you ever played basketball? How many of you have ever been out with the basket You're bouncing the ball around, and you, it's the end of the game. Two, three, four, and you shoot. And it goes in, and you, hey, it's not a game. But you know what? That's preparing you for the game. How many understand what I'm saying to you? You see, if you talk about what you don't have, you won't. You talk about what you have in Christ, you will. Now, Dad says this in that little book on in him on page 9. As far as God is concerned, everything you have are in Christ. He's done it. The Bible is a legal document sealed by the blood of Jesus. However, it's your believing it and confessing it which makes it a reality to you. He already wrote it. I might as well take it. My name's Kenneth Hagin too, so I'm not plagiarizing. You must maintain a daily confession of who you are in Christ. It's something that Lynette and I do. I know she does and I do too. Every day, as I'm getting ready for the day, I say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. That's one of the things I say. In Christ, I say I'm blessed. And because I'm in Christ, I ask you to make me a blessing today. My dad used to tell me, he said, son, don't ever pray to be blessed. Pray that God will make you a blessing and you'll be blessed. Amen. You know, speaking who you are in Christ actually changes the way you think and the way you act. Now, let's go to Proverbs 18:21 because this is a really good scripture. And most of you know it. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Amen. Now, I really like the way the Message writes this one. Words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. Well, it can't get much plainer than that right there. You know, we do not realize it, but words are containers. They're either filled with doubt, hate, and on the list goes. Are they filled with faith, love, joy, peace? You ever notice that you can set the atmosphere inside of a room by the words that are being spoken in that room? You can walk into a room where harsh words have been spoken and you immediately feel it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Words set the atmosphere. Well, if words set an atmosphere, then we need to begin to set the atmosphere with who we are in Christ. Your words have power when you say the words that the Word says. When you speak the Word, that's whenever power is released. So that whatever you are talking about can become a reality in your life. You know, we need to begin to make bold confessions. Bold confessions. You know, this is where many Christians really miss it. They make a confession as Christ their Savior, but then they don't continue to confess who they are daily in Christ. Y'all awful quiet tonight. I guess you're listening, huh? You know, many Christians are spiritually weak. They're spiritually weak because of their confession of who they are. Oh, pray for me. I just don't think I can make it. No, you need to start confessing who you are in Christ. I can do all things through Christ. I am more than a conqueror in Christ. You see what I'm talking about? When you begin to understand the in Christ scriptures and let them become a part of you, then you're going to walk in more blessing of God. You're going to walk in more victory. You're going to receive whatever God has promised you in His Word. You know, I haven't gone very long tonight. I guess I didn't put enough notes in. But we need to find the in Christ scriptures and just confess them daily. Turn to your neighbor and say, how many in Christ scriptures did you confess today? You don't have to answer because you might embarrass yourself. Hello? Now, I did that for a reason, because all of a sudden, when they asked you that question, it made you really think. Have I told the devil who I am? See, we need to learn to tell the enemy who we are. When we know who we are in Christ, He knows it. Remember, they're in Acts, seven sons of Sceva. They're talking about they're going to cast the devil out in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches. And the devil said, well, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? See, that's why we need to confess who we are in Christ. So the enemy knows that we know who we are, and we're letting him know it. You know, I want us all to stand right now. I realize that I'm letting you out real early tonight, but that's all right, isn't it? Amen. I want us to say this. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am a blood-bought child of God. I am justified before God. I'm an heir and joint heir with Jesus Christ. I always triumphed in Christ Jesus. I always have victory through Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now just making those few confessions, it began to stir something up on the inside of you, right? Because when you begin to make those confessions, you stir the Holy Spirit up on the inside. That stirs the Holy Spirit up there. The Holy Spirit can't work unless you invite Him to do it. And when you begin to talk about who you are in Christ, you open the door for the Holy Spirit to begin to operate. Amen. How many understand what I'm saying to you? Glory to God. See, He's wanting to do stuff for you. But you're going to have to open the door. Amen. See, as you confess these realities, you'll begin to see that life will change and it'll take on a different look. And all of a sudden, you'll begin to see things that you haven't seen before. And you'll begin to say things that you've never said before, because you will be awakened to all of the realities in Christ. And then you will see that there will be great victory. And oh, what joy. Oh, what shouting. Oh, what dancing. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, did you get anything out of this? Well, just tomorrow, start it. If you don't have that little book in him, go get you one. And if you have to, open it up and read it until they become so they're a part of you that you can just say them without even reading. But get that little book because the scriptures are all there. And say three or four of them every day before you leave your house or before you go to work or whatever. Okay? Amen. If you happen to be in here tonight and you couldn't confess those scriptures with us because you've never accepted Christ, or you couldn't confess them because you know you're not where you're supposed to be with him. You know what it is to live with him, but you're not living right there right now. And you need to come and rededicate your life. Or you need the Holy Spirit. Or you need somebody to pray with you about some problem, some situation in your life. If you come to the front, the ladies here and the men on this side, as we're dismissed, they'll pray with you. And you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. We're so glad to have our visitors with us tonight. I went a little short tonight. Normally we have hour of power. We had an hour and 45 minutes tonight. Oh, we had 45 minutes of power. Thank you, baby. Tonight. We didn't have an hour. We had 45 minutes tonight. But if you're a first-time guest and you're looking for a church home, why we say church? Welcome home. Just come on and be a part of us. We're having a great time serving God unlimited around here. Praise God, praise God, praise God. As we, before we go with the connection team, go find our first time guest. I want you to take them to that special place where they put together that special gift that we got for you. Let's give our guests a hand as they go to that special room right now. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Sunday morning right here at 9 o'clock at School of the Bible. You say, what is that? Well, that's where people of different ages and marital statuses all get together and they have classes about the Word of God and they have fellowship. So come and be a part of that 10 o'clock regular service. I will be doing part 3 of Discovering Jesus. And this time, this is Jesus, the compassionate one that we'll be talking about this Sunday. And this will be part 3. And I think I got one more on that Discovering Jesus series. Anybody enjoying the Discovering Jesus series? Just looking at the life of Jesus, you know. And we need to do that ever so often, okay? Praise the Lord. Well, turn around, shake hands with somebody and say, do you know who you are in Christ? And you're dismissed. If you need prayer for any reason, come to the front right now. Come to the front right now. God bless you. We'll see you Sunday.